انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Hey Alexa, what time is it?
It is time for the truth to finally come out, Siri. Now the people can find out the truth behind the screen.
We're gonna break the screen to unearth the truth. So buckle up your seatbelt, because it's gonna be a bumpy ride. This is Gannatullah, and on Digital Perfection, or is it? 90s FM Radio.
Digital Perfection مع Gannatullah. كل يوم أربع الساعة 9:30 على تسعينات FM.
Hi guys, welcome back to Digital Perfection with Gannatullah on 90s FM Radio. And this week we're gonna talk about opinions, but not just opinions. How some people take these opinions too seriously and make it into a very big thing, and it basically creates a rift between people on social media. Now, we all know that it's natural for everyone to have different opinions on some things, but that is normal to us, and sometimes people just don't understand that not everyone can agree on certain things. But specifically when someone forces another person to follow what they think, that's when everything takes a toll for the worse. And everyone knows that you can't just force someone into doing what you think is right, even if they don't know what is right from wrong. You have to let them figure it out by themselves. They have to develop their opinion by themselves. So this creates a rift between people, and society kind of just stops developing, and then unearths it comes up with an unspoken rule that everything should be this way and not the other. So kind of in a way, by pulling people apart or actually drifting apart from each other, we created an unspoken rule that makes everyone think that they have to be a certain way or think a certain way for them to be accepted and people to actually like them. Now, it's like being different is not allowed anymore, especially when it comes to social media. You can only say these specific things and you can act only in this specific way. It's like you have to be like every single person just for you to actually be allowed to be on social media. But no one is brought up the same way as anyone else. We all have been brought up in different cultures, and we all have even different parents, and these parents were brought up in a very different household than us. So we are not all the same from the beginning. We are all brought up in different ways, and it shapes us to be different people. So we can't have all the same opinions. We have to develop them along the way from what we were taught. So what's wrong is when people use their opinion to justify very harsh means and actions that are happening. And they will be very biased and they judge everyone who doesn't conform to their opinions. So they are seeing these harsh actions that are being placed on social media, and they say, yes, these people should be having these things happening to them because they are this, this, and this. Opinions are okay until you make them to be violent or just something that hurts other people. An opinion is okay until someone gets hurt, until someone is affected in a way that you can't fix it. But we're gonna talk about all these things after this short break.
The girl with the small waist and the perfect smile, someone who's out every weekday in her dad's new car. You tell me I shouldn't stress out, say it's not that hard, but I just got a feeling this will leave an ugly scar. If you say she's nothing to worry about, then why'd you close your eyes when you said it out loud? Stupid boy, making me so sad. Didn't think you could change this.
You see social media telling you to embrace who you are from the inside. They tell you to show how you are, who you are, and you should not be ashamed of how different you are from someone else. But in reality, they are going to discriminate you simply because you think or you look different than them. They are always gonna say you should be yourself, but between those lines, they're saying you should be yourself so other people can take the spotlight away from you. So in a way, social media has always been setting us up, like I have said before. And every time you think that you finally figured out how social media works, everything changes in an instant. So you think, yes, I can finally read between the lines. No, suddenly what you think you know, that was old news. That was like yesterday. Now, today, there's a whole new meaning, there's a whole new way that social media works. But the one thing you can always see is other people judging anyone on social media, whether it's the way they talk, it's the way they act, anything in general, even the things that they say on social media, even if it's a very important topic, they will make fun of it. They will judge someone, always because they want to be on top and they want everyone else to see how happy or how content they are in their lives. But everyone knows that social media just shows like the basically the shimmer and the glitter, but they don't know what actually happens. Now, you don't know how often people in life are actually being discriminated on social media or actually in real life until you look at how people perceive others. Let me give you an example. In movies, in Hollywood, in everything, you always find that they picture the hero or the main character as flawless, perfect, they can't do anything wrong. But you look at the side character, the comedian, anything, they have so many flaws that you can see and they want you to see to show you that if you have any flaws, you're never going to be the main character. And now you know why they're at the back and not at the front of the screen, because they are setting an example of what is perfect, what is flawless, how you should act, who you should be, and it's all setting us up for failure. They're basically trying to mold everyone into one thing, but it's never gonna work because everyone is not the same. Everyone has different meanings in life. They have different dreams, they have different hopes, they have different opinions, different everything basically. But these opinions and these judgments have and they always will stick in society. They will always show that this particular person is what everyone loves and everyone needs in their life, but everyone else, they're not needed, they're just there. So you can see how without it being violent, these opinions can stick, they can hurt, because words hurt so much, especially if you're on the screen. Like, through the screen, all you have are words. All you have are people who don't even know you, but they are judging you. Even if they know you and they're openly judging you on the internet, it's still gonna hurt, because you're going to keep telling yourself, why are these people coming after me? You'll start thinking, maybe I am the problem, but you're not. You're just living your life, and people don't like that you are. People want you to not be happy because they're not happy. When someone bullies you or tries to put you down, you know that they are not content with themselves, because why else would they put you down? They're reflecting everything that they have inside for themselves onto you, so they can have like an outlet. But they don't realize that you can see right through them. But these words still hurt. These opinions, if they're violent or not, they will hurt, they will sting. Now, especially when they're violent, these opinions can end in catastrophes. We have seen people fight a lot just because they have different opinions. They believe something and someone else says, no, you're wrong. So they try and prove each other wrong, basically. So these opinions, they may be just words and not actions, but when they do turn to actions in a very bad way, it can create chaos, it can create confusion between others, because you don't know what's real and what's just an opinion. You never know what's happening in your life, because everyone is trying to construct it so they can be out on top other than you. So in a way, we never know what's really going on in social media. But if you can stay true to yourself, then you can try and control the narrative, because no one can keep you from being you. No one can tell you you're not supposed to be yourself. Then who else am I gonna be? Who am I going to be? I can't be someone else. I was born me. I will continue being me. But we're going to continue talking about being ourselves after this small break.
I break the ice so they don't see my size, and I have to be nice or I'll be the next punchline. I'm just the best friend in Hollywood movies who only exist to continue the story. The girl gets the guy while I'm standing
falling off screen, so I'll wait for my cue to be comedic relief. Can't be too loud, can't be too busy. If I don't answer now, are they still gonna need me? Can't be too proud, can't think I'm pretty. Do they keep me around so their flaws just seem silly? I say I'm okay, 'cause they wouldn't care anyway. And I could try to explain, but my efforts in vain. They can't relate to how I've drawn out in Sharpie where I'd take the scissors if that's what it took for me to look in the mirror. I've done every diet to make me look thinner, so why do I still feel so goddamn inferior? Can't be too loud and can't be too busy. If I don't answer now, are they still gonna need me? Can't be too proud and can't think I'm pretty. Do they keep me around so their flaws just seem silly? Life of a fat, funny friend. Life of a fat, funny friend. It's funny when I think a guy likes me, and it's funny when I'm the one who says let's go to eat. It's funny when I'm asked to go out on Halloween. Dresses and thigh highs while I hide my body.
Can't be too loud and can't be too busy. If I don't answer now, are they still gonna miss me?
Drawn out in Sharpie where I take the scissors.
So we always wanted to know, how do we stay true to ourselves? How do we act as if we are just normal? How can we be ourselves if everyone is trying to control us? Now, you will never know until you actually finally give up and say, this is someone's opinion, but I'm not gonna let it get to me. This is what they think, but how about what I think? You matter more than anyone. Your opinion matters to yourself more than anyone other's opinion matters to them. So you have to think, who is more important in my life? Someone else or me? Whose life is it? Someone else's or mine? So you have to say, I accept your opinion, but respectfully, it's my opinion that matters more. So if you're happy with yourself, the way you act, the way you think, then that's all you need. If you're content with the way you live your life, then why is someone else telling you don't live that way? Unless it's something that is truly important and it's going to help your life in something, maybe in health or something drastic that is actually good for you, then maybe you can accept help. But if they're just saying this so they can come out on top, and you know that this is basically not constructive criticism but actual criticism, then you know to just take a step back from them and their opinions, so you can get to know who you are instead of who someone thinks you are. Because everyone's opinions are just opinions. They're just words until you make them into something else that forms inside of you. You're the one that makes them into something that's much deeper than what they already are. And they're just words. They're just something that someone said to get under your skin or to try and make you feel lesser than. But you're not lesser than. No one is lesser than someone else. We're all basically equal. But we have to choose what we're going to do with our lives. And if you choose to accept what people are saying and just go along with what they are saying and not what you want, then what's the point of life? What's the point of living your life? So you have to stay true to yourself, because it's basically you. It's who you are. It's who you'll always be. Your pure self is when you are content with who you are and no one else just matters. You're happy with what you have done, who you are, and how you act. So this was this week's episode of Digital Perfection with Gannatullah. See you next week. Bye.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things. Been through some bad, I should be a savage. Who would've thought it turned me to a savage? Rather be tied up with girls and the strings. Write my own checks like I write what I sing. Yeah. You like my hair? Gee, thanks, just drop it. I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it, yeah. I want it, I got it, 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 yeah. You like my hair? Gee, thanks, just drop it. I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it, yeah.
Wearing no ring, but ain't gon' be no misses. But matching diamonds for 6 of my... I'd rather spoil all my friends with my riches. Think we tell therapy my new addiction. Who ever said money can solve your problems? Must not have had enough money to solve them. They say which one, I say nah, I want all them. Happiness is the same price as red bottoms.
My smile is beaming, my skin is dreaming. The way it shine, I know you see it. I bought a crib.
If it ain't money, then wrong number. Black card is my business card. The way it be setting the tone for me. I don't be brave, but I be like, put it in the bag, yeah. When you see the max, it's that good, like mine, yeah. Go from the south to the booth, make it all back in one loop. Give me the loot, never mind, I got the juice. Nothing but never we shoot. Look at my neck, look at my debt. Ain't got enough money to pay me respect. Ain't no budget when I'm on the set. If I like it, then that's what I get, yeah.
I want it, I got it.